wells are still at Albert Witted. Albert Witted was the first wastewater treatment facility built for the city of St. Petersburg and remains as a viable injection well site. The two injection wells that are there on the Albert Witted site now will accept reclaimed water from our reclaimed water system. And all of the plants, the Northwest, Northeast, and Southwest plant, combined to put the reclaimed water into that system. Through that system, the injection wells can be utilized to dispose of that wastewater through the reclaimed system. So that's all working. If Albert Witted were to go back online, that would be replumbed, and then Albert Witted would accept fully treated reclaimed water from its own system. But if the Albert Witted plant were to go back online as a sewage treatment plant, the city of St. Petersburg would lose about 10 million gallons worth of wet weather storage that is now currently available, basically utilizing the tanks and structures that are there on the Albert Witted property.
If the city were to put Albert Witted back online, you're estimating that might cost between about $30 and $40 million, and it would lead to about 12.4 million gallons a day of wastewater treatment?
Yes, that is what would happen if it were reopened, but there's some important things that need to be discussed in as much as there would need to be what they would call a reject tank built at that property that would have to be about 12 million gallons. That would be for use if the water quality does not match reclaimed water status. It can't go down the injection well, so it would have to go into a storage tank. And right now there is no storage tank that can take that at Albert Witted. It would have to be built with another tank, and there's really no space available down by the airport.
I'm looking at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission investigation, the draft that was the Tampa Bay Times published. In part of it, when they're talking about the injection wells, the...
It's an interesting study in as much as the investigator didn't bother talking to anybody in charge here at St. Petersburg. Nobody within Public Works Administration was even interviewed with that draft coming out.
So given that, what do you think that they meant when the investigator said the injection well system has been abused for years?
I think that's a very ill-advised statement and one that sort of exhibits the ignorance of the person making that statement, because it has been duly regulated through the DEP and the EPA for the entire time that it's been there. And it's something that has been used all over the state. So a statement like that is pretty harsh and rather unwarranted.
When reclaimed water is pumped down into a deep injection well, is there evidence that any of that can get into the drinking water supply?
No.
Part of that has to do with Pinellas County not really having a drinking water aquifer to draw from.
There's a small lens of water that can be pumped for irrigation. Some people pump out that well water that's just below kind of the crust. But where these wells are being placed, you know, at least 1,000 to 1,100 feet down below the earth, it is in a mostly saltwater aquifer that would never be tapped for any potable water use.
Finally, aquifer storage recovery wells, is that an option the city is considering, and what are they?
The aquifer storage recovery wells are basically just used to keep that would-be reclaimed water in an area that's accessible should the need for more of that arise. They can use that as sort of temporary storage during dry weather so that when there is an increased demand for the reclaimed water, that there would be an ability to pull back a little bit more. When you create the reclaimed water product, it takes about 5 to 8 homes worth of effluent to create 1 home's worth of reclaimed water, if that makes any sense. So the demand would typically outstrip the supply on some dry weather days when not all the plants would be able to provide that substantial level of reclaimed water. The ASR well that is used at our Southwest plant is just basically puts the reclaimed water down, and then we'll bring it back up if there's a need for more of it at a later point.
So it's kind of a temporary storage for reclaimed water.
Correct.
Underground.